This podcast is brought to you by Akwasi Mining, bringing relevant mining, engineering and strategic consultancy services to a dynamic industry. Friday, October 2, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Loni Prinsler. Making headlines today. Kagiso Securities Head of Fixed Income, Andre Kutier, says that the September's Kagiso Purchasing Managers Index, which jumped to 48 points, has shown a sign of life in the domestic manufacturing sector for the first time since September last year. The seasonally adjusted PMI had made its second largest increase since the survey was started in September 1999, improving by 8.7 points from August's 39.3 points. The PMI, which is a key measure of manufacturing activity, is now nearing the neutral 50-point level, after having remained below this level since May 2008. Japanese vehicle manufacturer Nissan has revealed sketches of its new global compact car. The car will be manufactured in 5 countries, including Thailand, China, and India. The model will be first launched in Thailand in March next year, and will then become available in more than 150 countries, including South Africa. Nissan South Africa MD Mike Whitfield says that the automaker aims to make an impact on the B segment, which is the biggest market for passenger vehicles in South Africa. This major segment caters for first-time car buyers or for those households seeking a second vehicle. Also making headlines, the Nell Dynamics delivers the first A-Data missile for testing to SAAB. The French Development Agency makes 120 million euro available for small South African renewable projects. Mobile operator MTN outsources its content services to Indian firm IMI Mobile. Solid Wood Products Group York Timbers expects its restructuring to pay off in 2010. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.